Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This new word for Rich Vera Lucas for President Trump talks specifically about that, about the unity that needs to come in the body. Take a look.
You know, and even the election of President Trump, you know, last time I was here, I prophesied that and I got thousands of haters. Now, but I love you anyways.
Now, you are Hispanic.
Yes.
And I imagine you had a problem in your Hispanic
community. I had a problem, you know, but...
So how can you be for Trump as a Hispanic?
Because if God is for it, I'm for it.
Amen.
You know, I was saved from the Catholic Church. I received the Holy Spirit. I fell in love with Jesus. I love his word. I don't find it anywhere in between where men help me to get to obedience to Christ. If God speaks it, if he says it, I live it, and that's all there is to it. And I believe, like Perry Stone said, we have become so politically correct in churches that you cannot preach the truth. In Orlando, in my church, when I preach the truth, people write me trying to, you know, all kind of crazy stuff. But the truth sets people free. And it's time in America... Now listen to me, pastors. It's time that you go back to preach the message that the Holy Spirit's given you. And if the message causes you to lose church members, to lose money, so be it. Jesus lost 5,000 members in one sermon when he says, "Eat my blood, drink my blood, and eat my flesh." And even the disciples, he says, "Do you also want to go away?" He was not afraid of losing the crowd because he knew what he had, the world needed. It's time to be free, to stand for the truth and the power of the Holy Spirit. With miracles, signs, and wonders will hit your congregation once again in America and in the nations of the world.
This is so exciting because there's nothing that unites us like the presence, the power, and the word of God. You know, one in God. You think about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're one. Behold, Israel, God is one. And God wants us to be one and move in that kind of unity. And that's a place of the commanded blessing that's spoken about in Psalms 133. It's the prayer of Jesus Christ in John 17:23, in Psalms 133 is what I'm about to say. And so God's not holding anything back. He's waiting for us to move into that particular place. And one thing God showed me, he showed me that in October that President Trump would be the president, or Trump would be the president. But he also showed me that God wants us to pay attention to what he's doing in the world and to start journaling what we're seeing, mountains move and things shift and nations shift and how God can just turn things on a dime. And he wants you to begin to write down because it'll encourage you. Don't think, this is amazing what the Lord's doing, but it's the beginning of his strong right arm just kind of moving across the face of the earth. But the Lord literally showed me with Donald Trump in this night vision, this dream, and President Donald Trump was buying the journal and handing it to me, big fat journal, and saying, "Listen, I want you to write down every single thing." It's not about Donald Trump. It's about what God is doing through the world in America right now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.